I'm just overwhelmed and overjoyed by the people that are here, especially the young man in here. I see him, you know, in Mendo Mill and different places in the street, you know. I'm glad that he's here, amen. I heard somebody say, you know, I'll be here every Sunday, you know. That's a commitment not to us, but to Jesus.
Yes.
Amen. And Jesus can use people like that.
Yes.
Amen.
People that give their word and stick to it.
Amen.
Amen. A person is only as good as their word. A lot of people will talk, and a lot of situations they will say something because they are around people.
Yeah.
And they want to be heard. They want to be thought of as more than this or more than that. But when you say something and you stick to it,
amen,
that is a commitment that God can honor.
Yes.
Amen. This is like I say, we try to keep the name of Jesus out there in the community. And I just want to speak to you a little bit today about something that the Lord gave me. It's in the 9th chapter of St. John. St. John 9, and I think we'll read verses 5 through 11. St. John 9, 5 through 11.
Amen.
I want to keep everyone in prayer that's not here today, you know.
Mm-hmm.
For whatever reason, we know that their minds and souls and hearts are here, so let's just keep them in mind. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
St. John 9, starting at 5, it says, "As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world." This
Amen.
Is in red in my book, so it means that it's Jesus speaking.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Yeah. And verse 6 says, "When he had thus spoken, he spat on the ground and made a clay of spittle. And he anointed the eyes of the blind man with clay, and said unto him, Go wash in the pool of Siloam,"
yes,
which is by interpretation sent. "He went his way therefore, and washed, and came seeing. The neighbors therefore, and they which before had seen him that he was blind, said, Is not this he that sat and begged? Some said, This is he. Others said, He is like him. But he said, I am he. Therefore they said unto him, How were thine eyes opened?
Hallelujah.
He answered and said, A man that is called Jesus
Hallelujah.
Made clay
yes.
and anointed mine eyes
yes.
and said unto me, Go to the pool of Siloam and wash.
Hallelujah.
And I went and washed, and I received sight."
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
May the Lord add a blessing to the reading and to the hearing of his word. In this parable, it's about a blind man. A man that was not only blind, you know, some people during their life, through some accident or something, they go blind, they lose their sight. But this man was blind from birth. Amen. A lot of people as in our life today, we don't ask that certain people be our parents. We don't have any say in how we get here. Such as being born into a rich family, being born with our health, being born with all of our senses, being able to smell, taste, hear, speak, have all of our digits. That's why it's so thankful that when we have a baby or when we're born and they have all of their fingers and toes and ears and they're healthy, we have to be thankful. Amen. We have to be thankful. But this man in this passage was not born with sight. And you have to understand, in the days that we're talking about, in Jesus' day, he's in this parable, he's talking to the Jews.
Yes.
Amen. And in those days, they felt that all suffering, all affliction was because of sin.
Yes, they did.
Yeah. Something had to have happened for this young man to be born that way. Mm-hmm. So the disciples, even Jesus' followers, didn't understand. And so if you go back to the beginning, it says his disciples asked him, saying, Master, mm-hmm. who created the sin?
Yes, mm-hmm.
Who did this sin?
Mm-hmm.
Was it this man who sinned? Is he being punished because he sinned? Or was it his parents? Is it something that was passed down?
Mm-hmm.
Jesus answered them and said, neither has this man sinned nor his parents.
Mm-hmm.
But I want you to pay attention to the next thing I'm saying. It said, but that the works of God should be made manifest
in
him.
Yes.
Amen. Even though we are sometimes born, sometimes we get into situations that we're in through not our own. Amen.
Yeah.
It's not because of what we're in, but that God could be manifested in what we're going to become.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
In this parable, he went on to say, I must work the works of him that sent me.
Hallelujah.
While it is day.
Yes.
The night cometh when no man can work.
Yes.
We have to continue to lift up the name of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
No matter how hard it gets.
Amen.
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 With them taking the prayer, trying to take prayer out of school. They're trying to take the name of God off of our money.
Yeah.
It's been said with our election coming up, with Donald Trump trying to be elected as president.
Yeah.
It's getting harder and harder to keep the name of Jesus in the forefront.
Amen.
Amen. But we have to do the work. Because he said, when night comes, no man can work.
Amen.
Once Jesus comes, there won't be no sense in working.
Amen.
But see, we have a golden ticket. Like Willy Wonka, we have a golden ticket.
Amen.
And our golden ticket is Jesus.
Yes.
He said, "I, as long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world."
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
So, getting back to our story about the blind man, in verse 6 it says, "When he had thus spoken, he spat on the ground and made clay of spittle and anointed the eyes of the of the man with clay.
Yes.
Amen. Something very simple.
Very simple.
If somebody were to ask you to do something hard, figure out some Einstein equation, leap over a tall building, go out there and pick up a car, something that is just impossible. People would just rush to do it. They just, I try to do it. But if somebody asked you to come to church, how many excuses could you give them? Something simple.
All right.
That he asked the man to, that he did. Mm-hmm. And then the next part is that he gave the man a commandment. He told him to go to a certain place and just to wash.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Yes.
So I'm saying to you today, it's a simple procedure. Acts 2:38.
Hallelujah.
Repent, be baptized, and receive the gift of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
No matter what situation that you that you've been in, or where you are. You are where you are. Let's take the fire victims of Clay Creek. They didn't ask for the situation.
Amen.
But they're there.
Yeah.
But the one thing that they have going in their favor, they can be healed.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because of Jesus, they can be set free.
Amen.
It's not the material things that make you free. Sometimes when we lose our material things, it makes us realize there's more to life than material things. And the more to life that I'm talking about is what we were put here to do.
Yes.
We were put here to serve our Maker.
Hallelujah.
Not our mother, not our father. That's not our Maker.
Amen.
They're the reasons that we were born.
Amen.
But our Maker is Jesus Christ.
Yes.
We were put here. That's our sole purpose.
Yes.
To do with the little time that we have,
right,
is to serve Him.
That's right.
To do the work that He set us here to do.
Thank you, Jesus.
That's right.
Now, these people that have been affected so catastrophically and disastrous by this fire, no matter what adversary, and what adversity that they're in.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Some people just say you have to be deal with the hand that you dealt. If you believe, and most of all, obey.
Yeah. Amen.
The Word of God.
Yeah.
I say obey. I say believe, trust, and obey.
Hallelujah.
Not the word of your mother. Not the word of your father.
Thank you, Jesus.
Although we must obey our parents.
Hallelujah.
Not your sister, not your brother. Not your baby mama, baby daddy.
Mm.
All right.
Not your rich uncle. not your well-to-do cousin. No, the only way that you can be set free, the only way that you can be saved, is to believe in Jesus.
Hallelujah.
In verse 5, it says, as long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world.
Hallelujah.
And as long as he delays his coming, we have a chance to be set free.
Yes.
God bless you. That's it.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
I think Terry then went to a prune.
Yeah. So, you know, we don't have a protocol at this church where we do this so long, that so long, this so long. We speak from our heart. We speak from the Bible, and we speak what Jesus is, what God puts into us to speak.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right.
Sometimes it may run a little long. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it may run a little short.
Yeah.
But the substance is always from the Word of God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
So before I dismiss, it's always proper, it's always right to ask if somebody has heard something today, or if somebody has felt the tug of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Thank you.
Saying, you need to change. You need to give your life to me by being, first of all, believing that I am the one that can save you. If you don't believe that Jesus can save you, then there's no need in giving to him. But if you believe, then you have to obey.
Amen.
What he says. He says to repent of your sins. To repent means to turn from what you're doing. Let me explain turn. Because some people, when you say turn, they do this. They turn, but they headed in the same direction that they were going. But you have to do a 180-degree turn.
Right. Amen.
And start walking away from the things that you used to do.
Amen.
From the life that you used to do. Now, it's not going to be easy. Friends won't treat you like they used to. But it's so much better to have a friend in Jesus who can give you eternal life. And that's what we're serving God for, is to have eternal life. Because I don't care how old you are, none of us are going to get to be as old as Methuselah. I was reading about a man on the internet the other day who was like 145.
Whoa.
He's getting up there.
That's unbelievable.
But he says, I'm ready for death. I'm ready.
Tired
of living.
Wow.
We're not going to live forever is what I'm saying.
Right.
On this world. But our soul, that thing that's inside of us, is going to live eternity somewhere. We've only got two places. Heaven or hell. It's our choice where we want to spend eternity. So I'm just speaking to give you a chance to, like I say, if you felt the urge or the tug that Jesus said, you heard the word, now let's do something about it.
Amen.
We're here as a church, as the disciples of Jesus Christ, to baptize you in the name of Jesus. We're here to do our part.
Amen.
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 I love the Lord today because He first loved me. And He demonstrated that by dying on the cross and shedding His blood. Not for certain people, but for all people. For everyone. Amen. God bless you. I love this church. Amen. I love Sundays. I look forward to seeing you. Please come back. Amen. Please come back. Amen. If you hang out with us long enough, you'll get to be part of us. Amen. Learn what we're all about. We're all about serving the Lord.
Amen.
And making a difference in the world. Amen. Doing the work of Jesus. Mother, it's always good to see you.
Amen.
God bless you. I always enjoy your testimonies. Amen.
Amen.
You gave me something to preach about. Being your own boss. Amen. That was good. So let's stand. Amen.
Amen.
I worship you this next day.
Amen.